Welcome to the Adventure Options Podcast. You want adventures and you have options. This episode features Jake Hoppert, founder of the Transformational Travel Council and Explorer X. Stick around to find out why Jake was crying at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro and how you can be a hero. As always, this podcast is sponsored by Adventure Writers, copywriting for the travel industry. There are 4.6 billion web pages out there. Make sure people want to visit yours. Go to adventurewriters.agency for help. That's adventure, WRITERS.agency. Now for the show. Jake, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Shayna. Thank you very much.
I am so glad I could find you. I have had so many people mention your name, and so I thought, I've got to track this guy down because apparently you are quite famous in the adventure world.
Well, I don't know about that. I've got a few friends, and my friendships are important to me. So I'm glad that there's a few people out there chatting about me.
Right. And in good ways, not in bad ways.
You haven't heard all the stories then.
That's true. I still have quite a few people to get through. When I was deciding on how I was going to introduce you in this podcast, it was a little hard because you've got titles like consultant, speaker, seeker, friend, hubby, dad. But the one that I found that keeps coming up is founder. I feel like you have founded quite a lot of adventure companies.
Well, I think that I'm definitely an entrepreneur at heart. I guess that would be a serial entrepreneur. I'm passionate about adventure travel. So it just sort of has happened over the last 11, 12 years.
So tell me about your first adventure travel company that you founded and how you got into it.
I think that I got to go back a ways. I was doing some soul searching in my early 20s after a little bit of a stint at a Four Seasons down in North County, San Diego. And I stumbled across the Ecotourism Society. I immediately was drawn to that and had a bit of an aha moment or the light bulb moment that many of us covet. So that really ended up charting the course for, you know, what eventually became Evergreen Escapes. I spent, you know, a good 7-8 years after that light bulb moment, really trying to get a grasp of what travel was and what ecotourism meant. What was a role that I could play? What was a difference that I could make? So I moved up into Seattle at that time and was canvassing for Greenpeace and living out of my Jeep and going to travel agency school at night. I eventually landed on an opportunity with Evergreen Escapes in the Pacific Northwest. As I looked around and I said, hey, you know, all these adventure travel companies are here, but no one's really featuring this amazing region. They all live here, but, you know, no one's actually out exploring it. So I started down that path and started running some private tours and, for some of the local hotels. And then I know that you had Dan Moore on, which co-founded Evergreen Escapes with me. So early on, I reached out to him and I said, hey, I've got this idea. It's got to be education-based. It's got to be, you know, super powerful and immersive. But I just don't have the education on the naturalist side. Can you help me? And so him and I immediately got along very well, and the rest is history.
That's awesome. And you said you did this in your early 20s?
Yeah. So I started on that path in my early 20s, and I set the goal of, or set the intention of going out on my own by the time I turned 30. And I think I got there just before my 30th birthday, which was exciting. Yeah. The Evergreen Escapes was born. And then that's given an opportunity for me to build a small business in the Pacific Northwest and build a reputation and really be a platform into this next chapter.
And when I talked to Dan and he was talking about Evergreen Escapes, he said that you guys started right as the economy was crashing. So it wasn't necessarily the best time to start a business, but you made it, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah. You know, if you look back and look at it through that lens of the wrong time to start a company, that was it. But at the same time, the opportunity in the Pacific Northwest was there, and it gave us an incredible sense of accomplishment when we were able to really battle through that difficult time and continue to grow a business that was having an impact on not just lives in the Pacific Northwest, but these visitors from around the world that were seeking out Seattle and Portland and this region for their vacations.
So do you think that confidence that came from having so much success with Evergreen Escapes is what launched you into Explorer X?
Absolutely. I think that with anything in life, you know, when you overcome obstacle, you find your way, you find your path, it builds up a sense that, a sense of confidence that you wouldn't have without that. So, it was very much a gift to be able to go to battle with Dan, day after day, and grow Evergreen Escapes into what it was. And it certainly gave me the confidence to know that I could go back out there and see if I could do it again.
So tell me about that. Tell me about the transition from Evergreen Escapes to Explorer X, and then what Explorer X is.
Yeah. Happy to share that with you. It's a matter of me being a little bit vulnerable about, what entrepreneurs and small business owners go through. A few years ago, I guess 3-4 years ago, Dan and I, we encountered a difficult time. That had an impact on cash flow, and that challenged us. And we had to make some really difficult decisions. For example, we're about to move into a new office, and the owner of that office died of a heart attack. So then the office went back to my house for a short period of time. And I just felt like the walls were closing in on me, and I didn't know exactly where to go. But the really neat part of that was it forced me to really reevaluate, who I was, what did I care about? Where did I see the industry going? Where did I see, Evergreen Escapes going? And so at that time, I really started sort of recognizing that travel was a catalyst to personal growth, which really led to global change. And so the last few years at Evergreen Escapes, we started integrating some of these concepts into the tours that we were running in the Pacific Northwest. And eventually, I got hyper passionate about taking people internationally and focusing on transformational travel. Explorer X was the outcome. I met Michael Bennett along the way. He had a company called Muddy Shoe Adventures, and we decided to combine forces. So I sold majority interest in Evergreen Escapes over the last year so I could bring all of my energy and passion for this to Explorer X and the Transformational Travel Council.
And so what does Explorer X do? Like, do you take people on small group excursions? What exactly do you do with that?
Yeah, we are an adventure travel company, but, under the surface, if we're going to go beneath the surface and do the work that we're doing and what we really care about is we really see a journey as a special place to step away and set intention and reflect and contemplate and really connect with what I think is the essence of who you are. And so Explorer X, we really pride ourselves at inviting, seekers into the travel fold, into Explorer X, where we can work with them on understanding what their why is and really help them understand, how they can travel better and how it can be more results driven by following, what Joseph Campbell called the hero's journey. And so we work with our travelers on designing custom trips. And then this next year, we're introducing a Muddy Shoe Adventure portfolio of small group trips that are going to be hosted and led by Michael Bennett, myself, and Gordon Hempton, the Soundtracker, and a few other individuals that from the life coaching realm or personal development space that understand the work that we're trying to do and how important it can be.
And my introduction to Michael Bennett was I actually found his letter to myself. Have you read that?
No, I haven't. I've heard of
it. You need to read it on his website. I think it is his Muddy Shoes Adventure website.
Yeah.
He has a link to, I think he calls it a letter to myself. And it's just a deeply personal letter to himself as an entrepreneur, as an adventurer, as a traveler, just bolstering himself up when times are low and knowing that times are going to be good and how to take advantage of those. So you need to read that.
I will. You know, Michael's got a lot of book recommendations and so do I. And they're listed on the website. But, you know, that's ultimately what we're trying to integrate into the art of travel. You know, we're calling it the modern art of ancient travel. And, you know, we've always looked at it as a rite of passage. But it seems like in the last, you know, 10, 15 years, as the travel industry has just sort of exploded, that we've lost touch of the really important elements of travel and what they can give back, and then what we are able to return to our family and, you know, our home, our community, and the places that we go.
Which kind of leads into the Transformational Travel Council, which mm-hmm. is also something that you have founded. Would it be fair to say that Explorer X is merging or migrating into the Transformation Travel Council, or are they totally separate things?
Yeah, totally separate entities, and it's important that we keep it that way. You know, the way that we're looking at it is the Transformational Travel Council is about raising awareness in the market and with travelers, those that are seeking more out of the travel experience. But at the same time, we want to bring travel companies and hospitality companies that are interested in truly guiding and supporting this type of traveler into that space, and maybe asking them to reimagine how they approach travel and get it away from being product focused, and remind them that it's a process that starts well before the journey begins and continues well beyond the end of it. So. You know, that Transformational Travel Council is an advocacy. We've got a certification program. We're really trying to move the industry forward into this next generation, if you will, of travel. And ExploreX, that's where we get to. That's the sandbox where Michael and I and our colleagues there get to test some of the theories and the research and see what works. So two very distinct entities. But they do, you know, they are hand in hand, and we're hoping that ExploreX can really be an example for travel companies out there that are really excited about learning how to work with travelers at this deeper level.
And I might butcher this, so help me out. On your Transformational Travel Council website, you say it's not about the where and the help me.
Yeah,
there's questions in there. It's not about the where or the why or the how or the who. It's. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I do. So we really trying to bring forward the why and the how of travel. Sure. And the reason for that is we've seen travelers, you know, really follow the travel industry and the trade in this direction of, you know, the what and the where, you know, the bucket list, the activities, you know, the exclusive experiences, all of these things that we covet that ultimately just entertain us, with that, you know, that's where we see the opportunity for the shift is it's not necessarily about the destination or about the activities. Those are all experiences that drive personal growth and drive personal development. And that's where the transformation takes place is when you come back and you take meaningful action. And so that's why it's important that travel companies and hospitality companies really start to uncover and help travelers awaken that inner explorer and get them focused on the things, the reasons why we truly travel, not just because they want to get a passport stamp or they want to show off on Facebook. Those are the wrong motivations. With a limited amount of time for us to get out and travel, it's really important that we can drive results. And come back and really integrate change into our lives. It's going to benefit us all if we're able to bring a little bit more mindfulness to it. Yeah, that's the why and the how, not the what and the where.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's some who's and what's in there and all of that too. But yeah.
What kind of transformation are you hoping that people have when they travel?
The kinds of transformation, I think that's probably not the priority. That's not what's paramount. The important thing is that we reflect and we contemplate, and then we take those experiences and we, you know, we activate the change in our lives. That could be is something as simple as riding the bike to work, or that could be something more significant, like ending a relationship or changing careers. I think so many people set out on a journey and they come back with all these great ideas, and they reconnect with themselves and with other cultures and other destinations, and then they jump back into the rat race and they lose touch with that. So we really want to create a travel dynamic that guides and supports travelers through that process. You know, and that transformation can be little, it can be big, it can be, you know, earth shaking, but it's also those little changes, you know, like reading to your child every night before they go to bed. These are plans that we make when we're on the airplane back, but don't necessarily aren't the best at really enacting the change when we return.
Nice. Let's talk to the travel companies for a moment. You have on your website that you are looking for allies. Are you still looking for allies for 2019, or are you totally full?
Applications are flowing in, which is fantastic. With this certification program, with this ally program, we are really passionate about, you know, training these individuals in the travel space on transformational travel, and the elements and the guiding practices that go into that. And so, you know, that's why we decided to limit it to 25 allies in 2019. Is, you know, we really want to make sure that we go through a fairly rigorous training on the front end. Educate, motivate, and inspire, and really give these travel companies, lodges, the tools to evolve. The market data out there says that travelers are seeking transformation when they travel. So the Ally program hopefully will give the market, you know, a really amazing list of accommodation travel companies out there that understand what they're seeking and are prepared to make the changes internally to really support them.
So what kind of requirements are you looking for a travel company to become an ally with you?
That's a pretty subjective question. You know, I think that, why we have our guiding practices and we have the framework, you know, we're still talking about the essence of travel. You know, how does a travel company provide a client with the truest form of travel that they can? And so we're really looking for those that understand, number one, that it's a process and not a product. That's absolutely essential. We're looking at those that, you know, are asking their clients the really difficult questions, and asking their travelers to be a little bit more vulnerable and really uncovering what it is they're seeking out of a given travel experience. Going back to that framework, are they given true, genuine interaction? That's an important piece. You know, like I said earlier, travelers have this sense of entitlement and expectation, that they're just going to be entertained. And so those travel companies that we're really trying to call to are the ones that understand that it's not a matter of entertaining, it's a matter of engaging, you know, human to human, and really creating a culture that relies on the host destination and the people that are on the ground and the people that the traveler interacts with. That these are real human beings that understand who they are as travelers, because we're all travelers. We're all seeking the same thing out of travel. But somehow this wall got built between us, the travel companies, and, you know, the entertainers and those that pay us to be entertained and served. And that's just, in my opinion, completely disruptive to the journey. So a lot of these travel companies that we've been chatting with and the applications that have been coming through, you know, they want to step away from that. They want to get outside of the box and really start to provide travel experiences that can potentially be life-changing.
I'm really excited to see who becomes an ally with you and to see what they offer. When do you think that list is going to be available?
Yeah, so we're accepting applications through December 31st. After that, it's going to be some really hard decision. Some really hard decisions are going to have to be made, in terms of the first 25. I hate to put a limit on it because, we're trying to affect positive change and we really want to help as many companies as we can. But the reality is, we have limited time and resources and we're still very emergent. We're still in bootstrapping mode trying to find our way forward. But ultimately, we care deeply about, the work that we're doing. So sometime in mid-January, we should be able to announce who the 25 pioneering allies of the Transformational Travel Council.
Ooh, I like that. The pioneers in the travel, in the TT Council. Isn't that what you call it?
Yeah, we got to start somewhere. And, it's a big ask. We are new. We are fresh. And, we're not exactly sure where this is going to end up. But, one thing we do know is we need allies. And so these first 25, I can guarantee that they're going to be hyper passionate and excited to move these concepts forward and really empower travelers to take travel and have an impact on their lives.
Well, now I know what to get you for the new year. I'm going to send you a bottle of wine and a lavender candle so you can decide which companies, because that would be a really hard decision, especially when I'm sure if they've gone through the effort of filling out an application, then they're probably passionate about being one of the pioneers. So I'm really glad that I don't have your job.
Yeah, when you put it that way, that's making me really nervous.
No pressure, Jake.
That bottle of wine, but it's going to be a journey, and we're going to start with 25 and go from there. And I'm sure at some point, as long as people are super passionate and dedicated to it, we're going to be able to really build an incredible community around transformational travel.
I'm sure. So let's shift for a moment and talk about the travelers. Because you also have a section of your website that's dedicated to the travelers, and you give them the opportunity to sign up to be a hero. Do you want to go ahead and explain what you mean by hero?
Yeah, so a lot of the work that Michael Bennett did, or research that he did on transformational travel when he did his dissertation at Pepperdine.
I feel like we should call him Dr. Michael Bennett.
Yeah, yeah.
That was an expensive degree. He should get the credit he needs.
Yeah, yeah. So Dr. Bennett.
Dr. Bennett.
we came from two different places, and this is what makes us such a great team is, he came from the academic perspective, and I came from the more spiritual side of things, and a sense and a vision to, what this could be. And so we just make a great team on that front. But based on his research, a lot of it was based on Joseph Campbell and his hero's journey. And for those people that don't know Joseph Campbell, I encourage you to really, to Google him and dig into what the hero's journey is, because there's all sorts of applications and into our lives. And he's a brilliant guy. And Michael might get mad at me, but he's actually got Joseph Campbell tattooed on his shoulder.
We want proof, Michael. Michael.
The hero's journey is really the foundation of the work that we're doing with the, focusing on the process, setting attention beforehand, being mindful during the trip, and then reflecting and taking action upon the return. So that hero, we decided to run with that, and we've written a book called Hero, A Seeker's Guide to Travel, which is part journal, part book, full of inspiration, challenges, and prompts to help people travel like a hero. So what's the acronym? The hero is, the H is for heart. Obviously, you got to start with the heart and traveling with an open heart. And then E is engaged, be fully engaged. We like to say travel with your lights on. And that takes work and an awareness. You can't just wake up and fully engage. And then the R is for resolve. This kind of calls on what we said earlier about challenge and overcoming obstacle. I think that travel has been trying to pull out challenge and obstacle in disorienting situations. where we think it's absolutely necessary. So resolve to be able to overcome these obstacles that come to on the road, and then for openness, you know, open mind, open heart, open soul, open to the unknown. You know, that to me is absolutely critical. So travel like a hero. That kind of sums up the work that we're doing, and we hope that it resonates with travelers around the world.
I love that. And people could go to your website and sign up to become a hero and get notifications. I do believe your book is not out as of this recording, right?
Not yet. We actually just printed out the first copies yesterday, which is exciting. They look really good. We're going to put a little bit more polish on it and make some final decisions here and then get into the market probably within the next 3 months or so.
But they can...
You can sign up on our website to be one of the first to receive this book. And it's not just meant for those that book with travel companies. It's really meant to support travelers around the world, whether they're heading out on a 2 or 3 day weekend getaway or a 3 month long sabbatical. We really hope that it gives people an opportunity to get more out of the travel experience.
Awesome. And I was going to ask you that when you talk about the 2 to 3 day getaway, do you believe that transformation through travel is possible on short trips?
That's a good question and one that we've asked a lot internally. I think that transformation is possible just when you walk out your door, when you cross that threshold of your front door and you're forced to go out of your comfort zone. So, you know, that could be going to a park. It could be going to the beach. You know, it's a mindset more than anything. You know, and if you're able to really understand what you're trying to get out of that experience, you know, that you're ultimately trying to amplify the benefits of that experience, then there's opportunities for personal growth and personal transformation everywhere we go. But that takes that, like I said, that takes work. It's not something that a lot of people can do. Sometimes it takes 2, 3, 4, 5 days to really get into that travel flow, as we know. Some of the work we're doing is really trying to shorten that runway, if you will. That's super important, especially when you've got 3 days a week or 2 weeks. You know, let's shorten that runway so you can really step into that travel self, find your flow. And at that point, you know, that's where the transformation, the opportunities for transformation really exist.
I love that. I just published an episode with Nigel Malone. And one of the quotes that he said was, "Life begins just outside your comfort zone." And I think that's kind of what you're saying, is that the second you step outside of your comfort zone, that's when you can start to see transformation.
It is. There's something that shifts inside of us, you know, and in our hearts and our souls and in our brains, you know, chemically, you know, we're forced to, you know, be on our toes, you know, to really open up our eyes and see what's ahead of us, you know, and when we're out of our comfort zone, we're on point, we're ready. We're ready to take that on and overcome challenges. So I couldn't agree more with Nigel. That's an important part of our ally program is Nigel's company, Adventure Junkie. He's building out this Transformational Travel Council section where he can really highlight our allies and the trips that we're going to be imagining with them.
Perfect. So why don't we go ahead and wrap this up a little bit? I want to ask you two very important questions. The first one is, what do you think was your most transformational adventure that you've undertaken and why? And then the second thing that I want to leave everyone with is kind of your overall advice to today's travelers.
Yeah. So the experience that brought about the most transformation in my life and really set me on this course with Transformational Travel Council and ExploreX took place a few years ago. Earlier in the conversation, I mentioned that Dan and I at Evergreen Escapes had come across a difficult time, like, you know, all small businesses and entrepreneurs do. I hope. You know, one of the things that came from that, thanks for raising your hand.
So I didn't want to interrupt you, but I wanted to say yes, yes. Yeah, I think we've all been through it.
Yeah. So part of that introspection brought me to Kilimanjaro with some of my best friends and mentors. There was a group of 11 of us that went to Tanzania, and we went on safari and climbed Kilimanjaro. But there is a moment that on Kilimanjaro where we were approaching the summit, and there's a few of us that just, you know, started to cry. And, you know, we've climbed mountains before, and you know, we were fit enough that we weren't crying because of the physical. You know, what we realized is that, you know, the mountain was so much more than that mountain today. And it was symbolic of things that we were overcoming in our own lives. You know, we were in a really safe place with close friends. And, you know, once one guy started down that path of shedding some tears and being emotional, the rest of us followed suit. And the next thing we know, we're just all bawling at the top of this mountain. And, you know, it was in that moment and you know, after reflecting upon it when I returned, you know, where I really started questioning what was it that was that caused that, you know, and what did that mean? And what was I going to do with that? You know, as someone that was in the travel industry, you know, how can I bottle that up? You know, because that was so super powerful. You know, that ultimately set me, you know, on this course of the transformational travel movement. You know, there was plenty of things that went in before that, you know, but in that sort of moment, it all sort of came together and it was a big release. So that was my ultimate transformational travel experience, if you will. The advice to travelers, you know, Simon Sinek, you know, he nailed it with his presentations, TED Talks on you know, understanding your why. You know, and I think that travelers, when they seek on a journey, you know, they're so focused on seeing something, relaxing. You know, they want to chill on the beach. You know, they want to do these things that, you know, that they think is going to make them feel better. And what I invite them to do is really understand why they want to sit on the beach. You know, what is it in their life that they can change to bring more balance, you know, where they don't crave that moment of being on the beach. And even if you're on that beach and drinking a Corona and doing the least immersive or cultural travel experience that you can do, it can still be powerful if you set intention, if you understand why you're there, and you really put that moment in perspective and relish it. You know, that's the advice that I would give, is let every travel experience move you, you know, but you have to be able to understand why you're there. You have to be able to set intention and really look at it from a perspective of results. What am I going to take from this journey? You know, what am I going to leave behind?
That was beautiful. Thank you, Jake. Thank you for being so vulnerable. And that piece of advice was just beautiful. So I'm going to go ahead and end it on that note because it was just perfect. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And I will put a link below to all of your websites so that people can check you out and become a hero.
Right on. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity. And hopefully I'll get a chance to meet you in person soon. Thanks, Shayna.
Hey, Shayna here. Listening back on this interview, I couldn't write the inspirational quotes fast enough. My takeaway is a desire to awaken my inner explorer and let every travel experience move me. Remember to visit adventurewriters.agency to join my mailing list and get updates when a new podcast episode airs. Till next time, adieu.